Hi, I'm Dr. Olga Pinkston, a board-certified rheumatologist and the host of the Mind Your Fiber podcast. This podcast is dedicated to fibromyalgia. I discuss up-to-date information about fibro, its treatment, the biology and psychology of the fibromyalgia. I cover the pain science education, the complementary and alternative methods available to you now to improve your symptoms. There are a lot of things that influence development of fibromyalgia, trigger fiber flares, and produce other symptoms like IBS or irritable bowel syndrome, depression, and anxiety, and none of them are your fault. In the Mind Your Fiber podcast, you will learn how and why fiber develops, how chronic pain changes your brain, and most importantly, that you're not alone in the struggle, that fiber is real, and how to not let fiber control your life. This podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. Well, welcome back to the Mind Your Fiber podcast, episode number 12. Today, we're talking about body-mind techniques known to alleviate neuroplastic pain. As I explained in the previous episodes, because pain involves both the mind and the body, mind-body therapies may have the capacity to alleviate pain by changing the way you perceive it. If you've been in pain for a while, your brain may have rewired itself to perceive pain signals even after the signals aren't being sent anymore. We also talked about the fear-pain cycle and the effect of stress on your pain and general health. Many are familiar with the benefits of meditation, breath work, mindfulness, yoga, positive thinking, massage, grounding, dance, sensation awareness work, etc. The body-mind techniques, also called somatic techniques, guide patients to focus on their underlying physical sensations. Somatic work is a great addition to traditional psychotherapy. In the previous episodes, I discussed some basics of the cognitive approaches involving thoughts, feelings, beliefs, and cognitive stress responses. I recommend doing both cognitive and somatic work to help alleviate pain and other fibrous symptoms. Here's why. Cognitive approach, cognitive behavior therapy is a classic example, focuses on how thoughts influence emotions and behaviors, top-down approach. It helps identify distorted cognitive beliefs and maladaptive behaviors and replace them or create more adaptive self-beliefs and behaviors. It relies on insight and behavior change. Somatic approaches focus on how the body influences thoughts, emotions, and behaviors, bottom-up approach. They help people become aware of body sensations and procedural memories. They target underlying dysregulation in the nervous system that causes or maintains symptoms. They help create greater control over symptoms and unconscious dynamics. Somatic work relies on body awareness and physiological regulation. Because our thoughts influence feelings and actions, and our body sensations, such as pain and other symptoms, can influence our thoughts, the combination of both psychotherapy such as CBT or coaching, as well as somatic work, will produce the most significant benefit to patients with neuroplastic pain and other central sensitization symptoms. Several somatic techniques help specifically well patients with pain and trauma. Somatic experiencing, developed by Dr. Levine, is a method that works to release the stored energy and turn off this threat alarm that causes severe dysregulation and dissociation. Another method, used more recently, focusing more on pain but can be used on other symptoms, is part of the pain reprocessing therapy, led by Alan Gordon and Dr. Howard Schubner, who use technique called somatic tracking. I like somatic tracking because it is easy to use and effective. Other body-mind work may be a good addition, like yoga and meditation, but they typically require preparation, like setting aside time, finding a class or video. Somatic tracking, once mastered, can be easy to use. It is quick and flexible. I use it with my patients and also teach them how to use it. Somatic tracking combines mindfulness, fear reduction while utilizing positive experiences. The ultimate goal is to look and experience pain and other symptoms through a lens of safety, reducing the nervous system activation and rewiring the pain-fear connections. Learn how to reinterpret the sensations your body produces, such as pain and other symptoms,
that start being processed in the primitive brain and connect these sensations to the thinking brain. You want to start seeing the sensations not as danger signals that activate the nervous system into a fight or flight response, but as a safe signals. One condition that must be true for somatic tracking to work, you and your brain need to be on board that your pain is neuroplastic or incorrectly wired in the brain. If you have questions about neuroplastic pain, please go to previous episodes. Understanding and accepting that fibromyalgia is a brain processing problem is a big step. Accepting that there is no structural damage, that the brain incorrectly processes pain, opens the possibility of you getting better. It will change the messaging in your brain and nervous system from one of fear and danger to safety and hope. If you continue holding on believing that your symptoms are due to tissue damage, that there is something structurally wrong with your body as the cause of your problems, your brain will never get out of the cycle of danger and overprotection. If you embrace the fact that the brain can make mistakes, that it can misinterpret safe signals from your body as they were dangerous ones, you can start the process of rewiring the brain. There are three steps to somatic tracking. Mindfulness. This fancy word means that you focus on being aware of what you're sensing and feeling in the moment without interpretation or judgment. So your goal is to pay attention to pain or other fibro symptoms without fear or judgment. Just be aware of your pain and other sensations. This can be hard if you have feared pain for so long. Second component of somatic tracking is sending messages of safety to your brain. This technique is proven to significantly decrease fear. It is also called safety reappraisal, an assessment of something dangerous in a different way as something safe. You can start reprogramming the brain processing problem by reinforcing that the sensation is safe. The third component is the observation of your physical sensation with curiosity and lightness. Paying attention with lightness is a critical component, also called positive affect induction. Scientists study this component by making patients look at happy images, funny videos, favorite songs, humor, anything that creates a positive atmosphere that lightens the mood, reduces the fear, and promotes relaxation. It is not about laughter, but making sense of the inner sensation in a positive and light way. You're creating curiosity about your sensations, exploring them as new to you. So you're trying to look at your pain and or other fibrous symptoms through a new lens, without fear, through a lens of safety. You're rewiring the brain to interpret the sensation correctly. Every component is designed to reduce the feeling of danger and create a sense of safety. So you are looking at your brain without judgment and fear. Safety reappraisal reminds you that the sensation is not dangerous but safe. And the light mood allows you to explore the sensation in a curious and safe way. You're rebuilding a relationship with your pain. Now, the next episode will have a somatic tracking example or a script that you can use to do it or use as an example to write your own. A couple stipulations. If your pain or sensation is severe, you need to wait until your pain is moderate to light. You actually need to have some pain for the brain to learn this pain reprocessing practice. It's like practicing swimming without water. You don't want to start learning how to swim in a deep end of pool or out in the ocean. Your fear may overwhelm you, but you need some water to practice. You need some pain to practice, but not too much pain to be overwhelming. You may need to do an activity that induces pain. If you have more pain sitting, you may need to sit for a bit until the pain starts so you can process it. You may need to walk to induce back pain, for example. When would you do it? When you are in pain or distress and catch yourself either treating it or avoiding activities that trigger it. Like if your pain is with sitting, you get up and use heat or ice. Instead, continue sitting. Take just 2 or 3 minutes and do somatic tracking to explore your sensations and examine pain or distress mindfully. Once it's done, you can use your avoidance or treatment. You may start with just a few seconds if it feels overwhelming. The more consistent and frequent you are with somatic tracking, the better the results will be. What you practice makes it stronger. Like with other somatic work, like meditation, closing your eyes may help you focus on your inner body sensations. It reduces visual input. Unless you're inducing pain that requires your eyesight, obviously, there's no need to walk with your eyes closed. As you observe sensations in the body, Start with observing pleasant sensations first. You are sending messages of safety to your brain. Feel the breath or slightly pleasantly touch your skin, rubbing your hands together, stretching your leg, moving your foot. Be creative, curious, delighted. Do it in an easy and effortless way, knowing that the very act of paying attention in this way to your body is teaching your brain to feel safe. Then you add pain or symptom observation. Many find it helpful not to call it pain, but a sensation. Your brain may associate the word pain with the immediate discomfort or danger. The pain processes all sensations, pleasant or not. So the goal is to process this painful sensation as you would any other sensation. As you start exploring somatic tracking, you will try to do it perfectly. Like a new diet or something you're trying to implement in your life, you may find yourself fixating on steps, being afraid to make a mistake. It will not promote a light mood. It may stress you out. Also, trying to observe pain because you had pain for a long time may lead to additional stress. If you're trying to follow your pain, learn your sensation like a school teacher grading a term paper with intensity and laser focus, looking at every spelling mistake, missing comma or grammar, you will not achieve the positive effect. You're trying to look into your inner self with curiosity, like watching a sunset or looking through a beautiful bouquet of flowers, noticing every flower shape, type, colors, textures. You are praising pain through a lens of safety, without fear and judgment. Also, if you're trying really, really hard for the pain to go away, it will not. It's like telling you not to think of the color red. All you will think is color red. The more you fixate on fixing it, the more stressed out you will get, and the feeling of danger will be reinforced. So lower your expectations, enjoy the process, be curious and light. Expect the pain may or may not resolve, or it may move or change. You're not a mind controller, and you're letting your brain do its job. Just like breathing and digesting, the pain processing by the brain is done automatically. You're just trying to facilitate a safe and calm environment for the brain to do its job correctly this time. Imagine putting a 1,000-piece puzzle together on a Sunday afternoon. You're looking forward to figuring it out, imagining the beautiful final product. Each piece is unique and tightly fits into a big picture. If someone stands next to you, yelling to do the puzzle faster, better, what's taking you so long? Will you enjoy the puzzle? Will you put it together faster? The healing process will be a journey. And if you have been in pain or with other fibro symptoms for months or even years, it will take time to learn and establish new brain and neural pathways. It may take a month, many months, a year or years, depending on your past and your unique abilities. Healing has no timeline. Healing comes gradually, with some ups and downs, periods of calmness and flares. Your brain will send you many messages of drama, disbelief, self-sabotage. Like a teenager who does not want to do dishes, it will argue and find excuses not to do this work or why it was not helping or needed. Our brain wants immediate gratification, an easy way out, an effortless life. It is normal and should be expected. Our brains are wired for efficiency, ease, and pleasure. Healing and change are not easy or efficient. We will try to make it pleasurable by sending your brain safety messages with ease and lightness. The next episode is part 2 of the somatic tracking, where I will show you the practice or example of somatic tracking. You may try somatic tracking a few times, come back to this episode and listen again. I also will have a full transcript of the episode. You can find the link in the show notes. If you try somatic tracking or if you have questions, please email me at roomcoach@gmail.com. roomcoach@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. If you're not part of my newsletter, please sign up. The link to sign up is on my website listed in the show notes. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, the best thing you can do is to share with someone and leave a review and rating. This helps me support more people just like you move toward better life with fibromyalgia. All you have to do is to go to the platform you're listening on, click the share button or the icon, and just send it to a friend. I so appreciate you taking your time to do so. Make sure you sign up or subscribe to this podcast so you can get the most up-to-date information in the new episodes. Thanks for joining me today, and I will see you next week. And don't forget to mind your fibro. Disclaimer, this podcast provides information only and does not provide any medical or psychological services or advice. None of the content on this podcast prevents, cures, or treats any medical or mental condition.